We're lifting up the glorious Savior, the only way to eternal life. You must repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Judgment's coming. The wrath of God is coming. We want you to turn and seek the kingdom of God with all that you are. Gospel good news, Jesus Christ made the narrow way. As we said, the gospel by the shed blood of Jesus. You must repent and be born again. Repentance, come out of the world, come out of every false way. Turn and seek him. By changing your mind and changing your ways, you must come out of the world. If you're a worldly person, the wrath of God is coming for you. We don't want you to be judged by a holy God. We want you to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Not away from me, I never knew you. You can have the peace and joy, but man-made religion gives you a placebo pill. It gives you a false faith. It gives you a false sense of reality. It doesn't help you enter into the kingdom of God. By faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood, repent. Come out of your ways to follow the ways of God in spirit and truth. And be born from above. When you're born from above, holiness and obedience mark God's people. Holy, to be set apart for the kingdom of God. Watching the Vikings isn't holy. Watching Netflix isn't holy. Following false Sunday religion isn't holy. Living like the world is not holy. Showing off your body is not holy. Being a friend of the world is not holy. James 4:4. Whoever's a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures, neighbor. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. So it's loving. A lot of people tell us, oh, you're not very loving. A lot of people tell us you're not loving, that Jesus was loving. Did you know that Jesus described hell more than heaven? Did you know that Jesus warned of the fiery fate of hell? Did you know Jesus said, repent and sin no more? Did you know Jesus said, fear him that can destroy your body and soul in hell, not to fear man? Are you living that way? Are you living with a fear of God? When you fear God, you obey God. When you fear God, you keep his commandments. When you fear God, you walk in his ways in righteousness every day. But if you fear men and you like fellowship of people, you keep false religion and you keep false ways and you practice the traditions of the culture, it means you're outside of the love of God. The love of God is only for those who repent and turn and obey. You must become eligible for the grace of God. It's not universal upon everyone. The Bible says, flee all iniquity and flee every false way. Leave every sinful transgression. Leave worldliness and false religion like the Roman Catholic faith, the Baptist faith, the Lutheran faith. Turn. Forsake your sin. Forsaking means you turn away from and you no longer do it. Forsaking means that you become a child of God by his Spirit and you actually fear God in reverence and you walk in his ways. Unless you walk in the ways of Jesus Christ, you have no hope, neighbor. unless you lose this life. Matthew 10. When have you lost this life to serve Jesus Christ with all that you are? When has the Spirit of God radically changed your every aspect of your life? Not just getting over drugs and alcohol, not just defeating porn. When was your entire life transformed? How you talk, act, dress, live, no matter what you do, by the Spirit and the Word and the truth of God. When has that happened? If it hasn't happened, you truly aren't a child of God. If it hasn't happened, you're not walking in the ways of God. You're deceiving yourself. Not everyone is a child of God. Everyone, let's get this straight. Everyone is a creation of God. But not everyone is a child of God. Everyone was created by the Savior. But not everyone's going to enjoy eternity with Him. Only those who repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Only those that embrace Christ and Christ everlasting. We were preaching yesterday. Only those that seek after what is incorruptible. Your life here, everything you live for outside of the gospel is corruptible. Your church system is corruptible. Politics, sports, entertainment is corruptible. Why not seek that which is incorruptible? Why not seek that which is eternal and righteous unto God? We just love our neighbor and lift up the gospel here today to warn you and to tell you of the goodness of Him.
Customers are trying to enjoy the band that's playing, and you're interfering with that.
Actually, I'm on a public sidewalk. I'm obeying the rules. They said I can't walk in there, so I'm on a public sidewalk here.
Well, you're not doing your cause.
And they're using an amp, so I'm going to use my tiny amp and warn you, ma'am, that you're going to lose your soul lest you repent. It's loving to tell you the truth today. It's loving to stand in the streets. Jesus said, go, lift up your voice. When they shut off their amp, I'll shut off my amp. Make you a deal. When they shut off their amp, I'll shut off my amp. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Jesus Christ is King. So I find it interesting how the world is so partial to their sin. It's understandable. They can use amplifiers for everything, from movies. Thank you, ma'am. Let us know how we can help you. We love you. They use amplifiers for everything. Movies, music, football games. But when you bring a small tiny amp as big as a large soda can and just lift your voice because they're using an amp, they tell you cry foul. Well, they cried foul while we're here no matter if I used my amp or not. So we're just here. We understand that you have not eyes to see. The enemy, Satan, has darkened your vision to not see the truth of God. And so we just love our neighbor to lift up the truth of God and to glorify Him with all of our members, that you have to turn and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth and repent. It's loving to lift up Jesus Christ on a public sidewalk. It's loving to glorify our Father in heaven. It's loving. Yeah, so here's what you do, brother. When there looks like there's adversity, walk right in and stand right there. It's going to get you used to adversity. Walk in and stand right there. Don't worry about the cars. Stand right there. So here, get ready. Now get your heart ready. They're calling the police. Police are going to come. Come stand by me and see how I deal with the police, and then we'll talk to the police. Okay. Whatever the police say is legal, I'm going to do. Okay. She just said, I can't run you off the public sidewalk. Well, then why are we talking? You don't want the gospel? And then she gave me a vulgar gesture. So, God is so merciful and God is so loving. Yes, If you're calling the police, they know about me and I'll witness the gospel to them. Met them yesterday, awesome guys. They let me preach my First Amendment rights. Love the officers here in Winona so far, the ones I've met. Even asked them about the amp law and they said, not a problem. So hope you repent, ma'am, of your vulgar mouth and your flesh and carnality. We do love you no matter the cost, no matter what, no matter the ire. But Jesus did tell us to go lift up our voice and preach the gospel. So we're going to do that. Sister Amin, you've given away some gospel cards already.
A couple of them. Most of them aren't. There's a bunch of New Agers here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're noticing that. Let's talk about that. So at the preach we did yesterday, the floating gypsy circus, and this preach, the farmer's market, we run into a lot of New Age people. New Agers. What is New Age? Well, New Age is like Gaia worship. It's earth worship. It's the lifting up of false gods often. It's the lifting up of the flesh. It's the lifting up of man and self. It really is just pride. It's the original sin. New Age, Gaia. And unless you turn and lose your life, and unless you submit, see, New Age doesn't submit to God. New Age doesn't submit to the truth of God. Earthly thought doesn't submit to the truth of God. Go read Romans 1 if you're wondering about New Ageism and life outside of Christ. Romans 1 says they denied the Creator and worshiped the creation. We don't want you doing that, denying the Creator and worshiping the creation in New Ageism. We also don't want you following false man-made ways, the church systems. We want you to follow spirit and truth. We want you to be born again by the kingdom of God. We want you to turn from every false way that goes against the ways of Christ and his kingdom. Because see, there's only two kingdoms. There's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God. And there's the kingdom of Jesus Christ, kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. And then there's the kingdom of Satan. The kingdom of Satan is this culture, folks, sports, politics, entertainment, man-made Sunday religion, church systems, and your own mindset and your own thought. And these things, like Colossians 2:8 say, they oppose themselves against the truth of God. And these things are an enemy of God. You're an enemy of God unless you submit to the word and the truth of God in all your ways. We don't want you to be an enemy of God. We want you to be a friend of God. How did Jesus say you could be a friend of God? Jesus said you could be a friend of God by obeying him, folks. But if you follow the world and you follow church systems and you follow your flesh, you're not obeying God. Your flesh leads you to all kinds of false ways. Your flesh leads you to worldliness and sin that separates you from a holy God. Your flesh leads you to serving Satan and his kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world. And if you're like the world, you're actually serving the god of this world. And Christ is so glorious and loving and merciful that he wants us to serve him in spirit and truth to give glory to the Father. Jesus' entire ministry was about doing the Father's will and standing against the sin of the world and Satan's kingdom. He actually overcame Satan's kingdom to be in spirit and in truth.